Good morning. Thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us. We are on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And you can definitely join in for this conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Or send us, like I said, a tweet at Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to be when you were a child? Like when you were growing up, what did you want to be? Alex, I'll start with you. What did you want to be when little Alexandria was running around making a bunch of ruckus?
When I was 13, I was so set on working for a fashion magazine and either being a stylist for photo shoots or writing for a fashion magazine. The thing is that I never thought about doing radio, except like it was very in the back of my mind. So at the same time that I was saying, I'm for sure going to work in the fashion industry, this is what I want to do, I was getting books every single time I went to like a big bookstore. I would get a ton of books on how to get into the fashion industry. By the time I graduated from high school, I had a resume of all these different places I helped style for and all these different things. But in the back of my mind, I always knew that I liked radio and I was interested in it. And there were a couple times I did book reports on broadcasting. And I was like, what it would be like to work in radio. And then when I was going to go to school for fashion, I decided just for some extra credit, I'll intern at a radio station. And that's when I switched my career choice. So I would say that I started thinking about working in radio when I was like a freshman in high school. So I would say that, yes, I'm doing my dream job, right?
You would. Okay. That's what I'm asking. Because the reason I bring it up, this thing right here said, what was your childhood dream? It says only about 10% of us are actually living it and doing it. It's from a recent survey, asked 2,000 Americans what they wanted to be when they grew up. And the obvious ones are on there: teacher, doctor, vet, musician, actor, an athlete, a writer, a scientist, a lawyer, or maybe an artist. I mean, kids nowadays still do that, probably add on there like YouTube or something, or a blogger. But yeah, I would say that. I mean, you weren't fully an adult and you're still doing it now as
right.
an adult.
That's what I'm thinking. Like I was thinking about it.
I'm kind of like you in the sense of my grandfather. Just talk about bad timing. My grandpa passed away and I was like 14 or 15, but he did radio for 50 years from when he was like 20 into his 70s. Like he ended up getting colon cancer and went off the air and passed away a few months later, but the guy did it to the day he died. He was in the same community. It's so cool to go back to Mount Vernon, Ohio when I go visit my grandma, and it's just like, I don't know, everybody knows them in town. He did so many cool things. It's a small little town, but I never got to learn about it with him. So I had it in the back of my mind when I was graduating school. I'm like, what do I want to do? What am I going to be? And radio always interests me. Like I was always the weirdo, like I listened to the people talking. I didn't care about the songs.
Yeah.
I cared about the conversations.
Me
and,
too.
And like laughing and being entertained and being like, oh, they did what? Oh, hell no. Like I would try to call in and they're like, okay, little kid, we're not going to have you talk about this dating relationship thing. But I think if I go back to younger than that, it's because I had family in law enforcement. I think I always wanted to be a cop just because I always thought they were heroes and they help people.
They are.
So Pork Chop, I'm sure you're living your dream job right now, but I don't know if you envision doing it. What about you?
No, and this troubled me all the way through junior year in high school. I had no idea what I wanted to be or what I wanted to do.
Really? I could see you being a teacher.
Really? I did too, actually. Yeah, you're very patient.
Yeah.
I've been told that before, but I mean, I would be a teacher. Maybe my degree is in media and film, so maybe I'd be like a film teacher.
Cool.
I would like that.
So you would say maybe you're not necessarily in the dream job you had thought of when you were a kid because you just didn't know what you were going to do.
Right. I did not have a dream job as a kid.
Oh, well, at least you have a dream job now as an adult.
Yeah.
And you're working with me and Alex. I
mean, yeah.
People dream of that.
Yeah.
You can let us. All right. You don't got to cry about it. Jeez. Get over it, you big baby. Let us know what your dream job was and maybe what you're doing now. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.